letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 5132, Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Shvat, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Now, the Rebbe is addressing this to the leadership administration of the Free Loan Society, Chavrat Gemilus Chasodim Shomrei Shabbat, that keeps Shabbat. This is the name of that organization who would give out loans to people. Now, also, we have to remember, this was the time before everybody got everything on credit cards and on credit, and getting a loan was absolutely necessary for, as the Talmud says, sometimes charity you only give to the poor, but a loan, sometimes somebody who's in need, who is doing... The Rebbe is addressing it to them, to people that give out loans. The Rebbe would send letters annually to many organizations to help them raise their funds for their special mission that they were doing. And in this case, it was the Free Loan Society. The Rebbe says, Shalom Avraham. The Rebbe says, it was with pleasantness that I received your letter in which you notify about setting up your gathering, the annual gathering on this day, which is the first day for the portion of Mishpatim. And the Rebbe uses the abbreviation for the year Yud Zayin 17 is Toiv. Hey Tavshin, Toiv. Tavshin Yud Zayin, and it spells out Yud Zayin in good. And also they presented the Rebbe some highlights of the what they did, the loans that they did in the past year, that, as the Rebbe said, I've already said in the past, you should add more and more. That means to say, to increase in the amount of loans, that in the entire year, it was only given to 120 people, the Rebbe says, the loans in their report. Only 120 people got loans. But the Rebbe says, unfortunately, due to our sins, we are still in a time in which the verse says, "Ki lo yachdal evyon." There will be poor people around. There's so many poor people, so that we need to help more people. So we have to increase the loans, especially a poor person who's not generally poor. Maybe they're wealthy, but at that moment they're poor. At that moment they need a loan, they need some extra money. As the saying of our sages of blessed memory in the Talmud Sukkah, Memtesom at Beis 49b, that loan has more merit, is greater. It's a bigger mitzvah even more than tzedakah, because a loan you can give to poor and to the rich, where tzedakah you give to the poor. But a person at that moment is in need of the loan. So the Rebbe says, basically, 120 is a nice number, but that's way not enough to the amount that is needed. And the Rebbe says, I pray that this too should be fixed as necessary in the coming year. And this alone, the more that we do, this brings forward the fulfillment of the problem, of the promise, that there will be no more poor people, because God, your God, will bless you. Lo yiyye b'cha evyen, kivorech yivarecha Hashem, I bless you. Because, as the says that in the Sifri, because the Jewish people will do the will of Hashem, and your tzedakah and your loan, that you're helping these people, that hastens the fulfillment that there won't be any more people, because we're doing what Hashem wants us to help the people in their time of need. And very soon in our days, the promise shall be fulfilled that all Jewish people, quoting from the Zohar, Yitamu kol Yisroel meilona dechaya debeyivku min galuso berachamim, that all Yidden will taste of the tree of life. The Hasidic, the inner part of Torah, is considered the tree of life. With that, the Jews will go out from exile with compassion. And not like those that don't taste from that special tree, quoting the Zohar. This is still the Zohar. on their side, the only difference between Golus and Mashiach is enslavement, so we'll go out, but it's not going to be the real, the Yidden, this Talmid HaChomim. It says, I'm quoting the whole Zohar over here, that because of them, we learn, B'nei Yisrael Yotzim B'Yodroma, as the verse says, the Jewish people went with outstretched hands, which means, you can go out of exile, and you can go out of exile. You can go out of exile, just, you know, not in slavery anymore. But you can go up with a raised up arm. You can go up with a big change. And that's quoted for those who taste from the Ilona Dechaye, the Hochi Yapik B'chol HaYikore B'Purkona B'Sanayse. They will go up also in the further redemption, just like when they went from Mitzrayim. They went up with a raised up arm. They didn't just leave Egypt. All the Egyptians drowned in the sea. And the Yidden went out B'Yodromo with the raised out hand. So that, and they chased them out of Egypt, you know, the Egyptians. So they didn't just leave. They didn't just make a quiet exit. They went out. This is the way we'll go out if we taste those, the Yidden that taste Milona Dechayim. And the Rebbe says these are like the words of the faithful shepherd, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the first redeemer and the last redeemer, because Mashiach is also a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's really his soul. He's considered the first. This is from the Zohar, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the first and the final redeemer. It's really one and the same. And this was brought down and explained by the Alter Rebbe in the Holy Letters in chapter 26. And the Rebbe blesses them for good news and all the above. So the Rebbe makes a special plug for the taste of Chassidus in the way that this will help for complete and fulfill the promise of the Exodus in a very powerful way. The Rebbe blesses them for good news and all the above, and the Rebbe's signature. And the Rebbe says here in a footnote, in a P.S., a Nichta B'tzidr. Maybe the Rebbe says, maybe the reason why there is such a number in loans, I mean, I guess that the number the Rebbe is not happy with, not enough, maybe the answer to that has been hinted in that what you write, that there is a struggle, there is a lack of available cash that is in the fund of the Gemilus Chasadim. They don't have enough money. So the Rebbe said, I have instructed to the fund of the Gemilus Chesed, which is through Machne Yisrael. They also had their own loan society that was controlled by Machne Israel. This is the central organization, to give them a loan until the end of the year Tavshin Yud Ches. So they have, you know, so we're going to give them a loan from the Rebbe's loan, from the Machne Yisrael, to give a loan so they can give out to more people. And it is my hope that amongst all other Jewish people, that even before this, the true redemption and the complete redemption will be fulfilled, will come about. And the promise that we were promised will be fulfilled, that we talked about before, there will be no more poor people. And the loans will be just for the wealthy people. As Rebbe says, similar to this story from the my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles over here, in that story over there, I don't know, it doesn't say here, but I guess I got to look it up. I wish I would know it offhand, but I don't know it offhand. But the bottom line is, as you see, helping people. Even this has, the Rebbe wants people to help people big. There's more people, unfortunately, that need. And the Rebbe says the number of 120 is way not enough by the needs, what the needs are. And even if it's not, the Rebbe says, I'm giving you a loan. Doesn't say what the amount is. but I can imagine that it was a substantial amount. But in those days, you know, $500 was a big loan. You know, $1,000 was huge. I mean, we're talking about in 1957. I mean, so, and people needed loans. And like I said before, you know, today everybody goes to plastic and then they hike up interest rates. But this is a free loan. And this helped people out in the time of needs to be able to, right. I even remember going back, my father's yahrzeit is coming up, Olav HaSholem, that he would, you know, go ahead and go to the loan, and they, you know, he didn't have credit cards, my father, or they didn't have then, I don't remember, but would go out and that would help him, you know, for, you know, making it for the end or whatever he needed for. So this was a tremendous thing, and the Rebbe supported it very strongly.